Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. I'm so glad you found the program. I'm going to talk about growing older. Some people are just getting older, but I want you to grow older. Let me talk about Jesus, 12 years old, Luke chapter 1. And it said that the child grew, and he grew in age, grace, and wisdom. And he was in the wilderness until the day of his manifestation to Israel, the gospel of the Lord. So I'm doing a series called A Different Spirit. And our culture talks about getting older, and they really don't have purpose. They don't have meaning. They certainly don't have ultimate purpose to getting older. They just simply get older, and they know that they're going to die, and that's it. But believers have a different spirit. We believe that there is purpose, there is meaning, and we don't just get older and progress in age. Hopefully, like Jesus, we grow. You see, we're not like the rest of the world. We're not ordinary, and we're not average, and we're certainly not just mediocre. We are called by God, called out of darkness. That's what the word church means, ecclesia, to be called out. You have been called. You have a purpose. You have meaning in your life. And that's one of the wonderful truths that the gospel brings to us. We're called to be excellent. We're called to grow. We're called to mature. We're called to change. People in this culture, they don't have purpose. They just think we're born and we die, and in between you just try to make some money, have some pleasure, and that's it. No, we have purpose. We have ultimate purpose. We are of a different spirit than the rest of the world. Now, I just read to you from Luke, and it said that Jesus grew. He grew in age, grace, and wisdom. He developed. He changed. You might be thinking, well, wait a minute. He was the Son of God. He had to grow. Well, he didn't have to grow in his morality. He was perfect in terms of morality. He never sinned. But virtue. You see, we are called to purpose. And our purpose is threefold. Number one, our main purpose is that we have depth with God. We have a personal relationship with God. That's your main purpose. The world doesn't even know that. Second part of your purpose is that you grow, that you change, you mature, you develop, you become all that you can be. And then the third part of your purpose is you realize your potential. You serve people. You make a difference in other people's lives. That's your purpose. That's who we are as Christians. Number one, God. Number two, growth. Number three, reaching out to other people. That's our purpose. So Jesus grew. He didn't have to grow morally because he never sinned, but he had to grow in terms of virtue. What do I mean by virtue? That's forgiveness, compassion, mercy. The Bible says he grew in wisdom as he went through things and he experienced things. So Jesus was constantly growing, and we need to grow too. For example, one thing that I hear from people is about patience. Father, I need patience. People come in the confessional and say, I need to grow in patience. Well, I understand that. Patience is a tough virtue. And I love what Jesus said about patience. He said, by patience, you will win your soul. So that's a very important virtue. I heard about a woman that went into the confessional one time, and she was raising three children, and she was all stressed and worried and everything and all frazzled. And she sat down in front of the priest and said, Father, pray for me. I need patience. My kids are driving me crazy. I need patience. Pray for me. And the wise priest prayed, Lord, send this woman tribulation in the morning, tribulation in the afternoon, tribulation. She goes, wait a minute, Father, time out. What are you doing? I asked you to pray for patience. And he said, ma'am, you got to understand. Tribulation produces patience. So watch what you pray for. You might just get it. weightlifters have a saying, no pain, no gain. And it's similar in our growth process. Sometimes we have to go through the weightlifting of life, if you will, the tribulations, the difficulties. And this is how we grow in patience, compassion. What about forgiveness? It's hard to be a forgiving person unless you have somebody difficult that you need to forgive. Everybody wants to be a forgiving person, but nobody wants to have anybody to have to forgive. And when you have difficult people in your life that you need to forgive, that's how you're stretched. That's how you grow. So I'm trying to establish the fact that we are called by God with a purpose. We're not like the rest of the world that has no purpose, no meaning. Our purpose is, number one, to know God, and number two, to grow. And number three, to realize our potential. This is really extremely important. No matter where you are in the life cycle right now, your purpose is to grow, to develop, to change, to mature, to become all that you can be. I have a saying in my ministry that I love, and it's simply this: who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become is your gift to God. And I don't know about you, but I want to become all that I can be. I want to grow in my relationship with God, grow in virtue. I want to touch the whole world, reach out, realize my potential. And it's the same for you too. So I attended a workshop some time ago on aging. Many people are wondering about aging and what it means. And the woman's name was Jane M. Thibault, and she had a book about growing older. And she made a distinction about between getting older and growing older. She said, most people are just getting older, but few people are growing older. And that's what I really want to lay the foundation for right now. Speak about getting older. Getting older is happening to everybody. Time is passing so quickly. I turned 61 a few months ago, and it seems like the older I get, the faster time goes by. It's amazing. The baby boomers, and I'm a late baby boomer, the baby boomers are turning 75 now. All of a sudden, it's like we're in this time machine. Here we are in the time machine, and we're fast forward, and boom, here we are, all of a sudden. When I grew up, there was a song on the radio by the Steve Miller Band, and the verse kept going, time keeps slipping into the future. Time keeps slipping into the future. In a way, if you will, we're in the future all of a sudden. I go to our meetings, our passionist meetings, there's about 100 of us, and every time I go to the meeting, there's fewer people at the meetings. Why? Because some of the guys have passed away. Others of them are in wheelchairs, dealing with comas and health problems, sicknesses, cancers. All of a sudden, we've been thrust into the future. I know we're in the present at the very moment, but the present is always slipping into the future. Time keeps slipping into the future. So all of us are getting older. But are you growing older? Getting older is not an option. We're all going to get older, and we all are getting older. But growing older is a choice about who we want to become. And as I said, one of my favorite sayings is, who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become, you choose, you decide, you change, you mature. So what does it mean to become? It means growing in virtue, being enthusiastic and passionate, realizing your potential, reaching out to others, being the best you can be. So my question to you, as I said before, are you just getting older or are you growing older? And through this program, through my books, my teachings, I'm hoping that you will grow. Just like Jesus had to, he was human. I told you he was morally perfect. He didn't sin, but he had to grow in virtue. He grew in age. And as the Bible said, he grew in wisdom. It's the same for us too. I was visiting my aunt one time, my Aunt Val. She's passed away now. And at the time, she was 90 years old. She had 9 siblings, including my dad. And she was 90 years old, and I came to visit her. You know, I'm a priest, and here's my aunt, and she's Catholic, and I'm visiting her, and she's 90. And she said, "Father Cedric," she said, "I don't understand. All my siblings have passed away. Most of my friends have passed away. There's very few people in my life now. I'm 90 years old. But here I am still alive. I'm the last one left. God must have something for me to do." And I kind of smiled because I've heard that from other people. You might be thinking that. Maybe you're the last one. You've been widowed and there's not many of your friends left anymore. And you might be thinking, God must have something for me to do. And that's probably true. There might be something for you to do. But here's this woman, 90 years old, saying, "God must have something for me to do on earth." And what I told her is this. I said, "Aunt Val, it's not so much what God wants you to do as what God wants to do in you." I hope you get that. God is the potter. Roll up my sleeves here. And we are the clay. And God's great purpose for us isn't necessarily to do something, although that's important, to be proactive, be passionate, reach out to others. The main thing that God wants to do is to form us and shape us and work in us and make us the image of his son, Jesus. That's Romans 8, 28 to 30, very important passage in the Bible, that we are called to be conformed, transformed, shaped into the image of Jesus himself. That's the work of the Holy Spirit in us. Have you ever heard that word sanctification? That means to be changed, to be molded, to be shaped into the image of Christ. That's the work of the Holy Spirit in you and me, sanctifying us, purifying us, changing us. That is our purpose. Please understand, most people are alive. I told you, they're getting older. They have no clue about their purpose. Well, our purpose is to grow, to change. You got to have that in front of you all the time. Whenever you're confronted with difficult people, say, "I want to be a forgiving person, a compassionate person, merciful person." You grow by learning, by reading. You grow in age, grace, and wisdom. You grow in God's grace as you stay in trust and you keep believing. So I saw a bumper sticker one time, and I really like this. It said, "Be patient with me. God's not done with me yet." God's not done with you yet. Be patient with yourself. You're being transformed. This is what's going on in your life. You might be thinking, "I don't know what's going on in my life right now. Nothing seems to be happening. I'm not quite sure what's going on." God's at work in you. And I love what Paul said. He said, "The one who began a good work in you will bring it to completion on the day of Jesus Christ." See, God is faithful. He's the potter, we're the clay, and he's faithful to finish the product. So perhaps you are older and you're not quite sure what's going on. Nothing seems to be happening. Well, I want you to know that in the quiet moments, in the boring moments even, in the moments like my Aunt Val was talking about, I don't know what's going on, God is working in you, producing patience and compassion, inviting you into a deeper relationship with him, helping you to grow in wisdom as you read and you learn. It's really important that you understand that there is purpose. You don't have to be out there, if you're older, doing everything, but it does help. But even if you can't do the things that you used to do, God is still at work transforming you in the moment. And that's your purpose, and that's what's going on. I live in Houston, Texas, big city, millions of people. I remember I left one time, drove down the highway, flew somewhere to a city to preach, came back a couple weeks later, and I looked, and in 2 weeks, a building had grown, had been constructed right by the side of the highway. It wasn't completely done, but it was like this six-story building. You could see the structure of it, and it was like it grew up immediately. And as I saw that building, I thought, you know, isn't life like that? It's construction is everywhere. Big cities, small cities, construction is all over the place. Life is under construction. We are under construction. I don't know if you ever heard about Ruth Graham Bell, the wife of Billy Graham. He had his time of, after all the preaching, of sitting and reflecting for years, allowing God to transform him deep within, growing even in his sedentary years. Well, anyway, Ruth Graham Bell lived to be 87 years old. She was buried at the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte, North Carolina. She put an interesting epitaph on her gravestone. This is what she put: Ruth Graham Bell, the wife of Billy Graham. End of construction. Thank you for your patience. And I think that's really good. And I think that's so true, because if you've ever been through a construction zone, that's exactly what's going on in our life. We are under construction. You may not realize it, but God is working in you. You may not see the orange cones, but there's a construction going on in your life. And if you've ever been in a construction zone, I've noticed it's congested. There are potholes. It's bumpy. And life is just like that. We have disappointments, delays, setbacks. There's all kinds of stuff that comes against us, but that stuff really is meant to stretch us, to grow us. But what I want from you is to surrender yourself to God right where you are in the midst of it and say, Lord, I give you permission to work in me. And I know that you're doing a great work in me. I was preaching in Conroe, Texas. I was giving a parish mission there. Conroe, just a little bit north of Houston, 40 miles or so. And as I was giving the mission, a woman came up to me and said, Father Cedric, last time you were here about 5 years ago, there was a woman who came to the mission, heard you preach. She loved what you had to say. She's now in a nursing home. Her name is Marie, and she was your biggest fan. Would you go and visit her? And I said, absolutely, I'll go there. And I thought to myself, yeah, I'll go and cheer her up, that kind of a thing. So I went to the nursing home after I preached, and I met Marie. She was in a wheelchair, and right as I walked in, she had this big smile on her face. She was so happy that I came to visit. And I'm thinking, you know, here's this woman in a wheelchair, and she's smiling. Found out that she had lost her husband. She was suffering from Parkinson's disease. She's in a wheelchair. She's in a nursing home. And yet, she had this buoyancy to her, this smile and this wonderful, great attitude. I noticed that the nurses and the attendants, as they were walking by, they all said, hey, Marie, how you doing? She'd laugh and smile, and they all had a smile on her face. Obviously, she had a great relationship with everybody. I went there to cheer her up. She cheered me up. And what was that? See, Marie had a relationship with God. She had gone through her life, and she had developed that relationship with God. She had grown, and now, in the latter years of her life, she had taken the attitude, she had taken her wanting to reach out to people, even in the midst of her afflictions. She didn't allow the Parkinson's, the nursing home, losing her husband, being in a wheelchair, she didn't allow that to just stop her. Really, she allowed it to stretch her. And she grew in the midst of her circumstances. No matter where you are, hopefully you're not in a nursing home. Maybe you are. Some of you are in prison. I hear from you. But wherever you are, in prison, a nursing home, alone in your home, with a family, allow your circumstances to stretch you, to help you to grow. I live in a religious community. I live with six other guys in this community, part of a wider community of about 100 people in the western province of the United States. And some of the guys, they're easy to get along with and, you know, easy to be with and to pray with. Others of the guys, they're difficult. And I have to continually practice having a good attitude, being forgiving, trying to see the best in the other person. And what that is doing is stretching me. And I've made the decision that I'm going to grow through religious life. I'm not just going to go through. I'm going to grow through. And that's a decision that I've made. As I said, you can either get older or you can grow older. And growing older is a choice. So at that workshop, I heard all kinds of good things by Jane as she talked to us. And she shared this. She said, the person that you are now is the seed of who you will be later. I think about Marie, the woman in the wheelchair. She must have been quite a person when she was younger, because I looked at her now, MS, wheelchair, nursing home, lost her husband, and she was cheering everybody up. So the person that you are now is the seed of who you're going to become. Don't be thinking, well, when I get older, I'll change. Think about changing now. You know, you want to be happy later, be happy now. Mother Teresa said, a smile is the beginning of love. So start smiling now, and I believe that you'll smile later. But if you aren't willing to give smiles to people now, why are you going to give it to them later? Because later, you probably won't be as healthy as you are now. So who you are now is the seed of who you're going to become. So if you're grumpy and complaining and cynical and angry, you're probably going to end up that way. But if you're trying to change, and that's what I'm really wanting for you, if you're working at the care of your soul, optimistic, forgiving, patient, flexible, I believe that you will change as you grow older. And as I said, first thing that you can do is, like Mother Teresa said, give love to people just by your energy, by your smile. So at that workshop, Jane Tibault, she gave some characteristics of people who grow older. Don't just get older, grow older. Number one characteristic of a person who is growing, she said, be thankful. Gratitude. Be grateful. Don't just look at your circumstances and look at all the bad things and the negative things about it. In fact, that's what it says in the scriptures. Many of my programs, I talk about this. I talk about being grateful, not being grumpy, but being grateful. In many of my programs, I quote to you 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It is the will of God for you to give thanks in all circumstances. Not for all circumstances, in all circumstances. I think that's what Marie was doing in that wheelchair. She was thanking God not for the wheelchair, not for the Parkinson's, but in the middle of it, she was giving thanks. Remember Paul and Silas in the middle of a Philippian jail, in the middle of the night, giving thanks. And I found out something about thanksgiving. As you're giving thanks, it connects you with this power, the power of God. It strengthens you. There was a movie out some years ago, Grumpy Old Men 1 and 2. I know it's funny and everything, but I think it's sad to get older like that and to be grumpy. That's sad. That's not your call. That's the call of the world, I guess. Our call is to become glad. The word gospel means glad tidings. And then she said, have a cause. We're talking about characteristics of people that grow older. Have a cause. I know a friend up in Michigan, 81 years old. He was a GM exec for years, worked hard as an executive, creating, designing cars. When he retired, instead of just taking up golf and being sedentary, he became the director of Habitat for Humanity, building homes for disadvantaged people as a volunteer. Gave his time, provided housing for people. So in other words, as you grow older, have a cause. I believe that the happiest people are those who are helping people, reaching out to people. And there's so many issues. I have a program that we write to people in prison. I have over 100 people, that's called a pen pal program, writing to prisoners. You can do that from your own home. Just call that number, write me through their website, send me an email, write me at the address that you'll see. Have a cause, get involved. And then the last thing that I wanted to share is live with passion. If you want to grow older, be passionate. God will give you energy. Remember, who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become is your gift to God. I got a book in the mail, and there was a letter with the book. The book was called God Recycles Broken Dreams. And the letter said, Father Cedric, thank you for your program about passion. I wrote this book. I've been wanting to write it for years. It's my first book. And she said, P.S., I'm 88 years old. Wow. That's passion. You're never too old to dream a dream. So don't just grow, just don't get older like the rest of the world. We have purpose, meaning, and our purpose is passion. Our purpose is growing. Our purpose is getting to know God. And who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become is your gift to God. I am praying, wherever you are in the life cycle, that you will not be like the rest of the world. You will have a different spirit. You will not just get older, you will grow older. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live.